America has an aging population. As baby boomers approach retirement, there are concerns about how the country's going to pay for their Social Security and Medicare benefits. There are similar worries in many countries, even other countries that welcome immigrants. Some, like Australia, are working on the problem now. Phil Mercer reports.
Australia's economy has never been in better shape. Demand from China for commodities like coal has resulted in a decade and a half of unprecedented growth. There are problems, though, that could threaten this prosperity. Australia isn't producing enough skilled workers. It's short of accountants and hairdressers, doctors and mechanics. The country is relying on migrants to fill the gaps, while trying to improve training for young Australians. Australian companies are being urged to think more about retaining or recruiting older workers. Michael O'Neill, the chief executive of National Seniors Australia, which represents the over 55s, says attitudes of managers need to change.
I think we've certainly seen a lack of appreciation for the work and the contribution that older workers can make to business. We've seen an encouragement for folk to retire early rather than remain in the workplace. So that's been a further symptom of that, I guess, lack of appreciation.
Tony Smith, who worked as an engineer in Sydney until he was 71, says employees should not be cast aside when they get old.
There was a lot of grief amongst other sectors of the workforce in being forced out as redundant. If a person has a skill, there are openings for older people.
University researchers have said that Australian firms must overhaul their promotion and reward systems if they want to hold on to mature staff. Professor Robert Waldersee says bosses must start thinking differently.
The results of the research indicate that while they were following all the best practice of human resource management, these practices such as promotions, bonuses, maternity leave, you name it, really don't apply to this cohort, this older cohort of workers.
What this more mature age bracket wants is a less regimented workplace, to allow them, for example, time off to look after grandchildren or part-time jobs that allow them to save more for their retirement. Cathy Rankin from the New South Wales Business Chamber believes companies are starting to get the message.
They're also looking at ways that they flexibly employ people. People who, towards the end of their traditional working lives, might only want to work 3 or 4 days a week rather than a full 5-day week. So employers are job sharing and looking at different ways to do that. We will have challenges around funding pensions and welfare dependency into the future if we don't have ways to better engage the older workforce in the workplace for longer, if it's appropriate for them. You know, we're not saying that everybody needs to be working until they're 90.
The official retirement age is 60 for Australian women and 65 for men. More people, though, seem willing to stay on the job longer. So it would appear that attitudes towards the mature worker will have to change, and quickly. By the end of the decade, it's estimated there'll be more than 3 million over 50s in the Australian workforce. That's about a third of the working population. For The World, I'm Phil Mercer in Sydney.